You are listening to the Marketing That Converts podcast, episode 93. You are listening to the Marketing That Converts podcast, and I'm your host, Teresa Heath-Waring. If you're a marketer, business owner, or entrepreneur that is frustrated and overwhelmed with all the constant changes in digital marketing and social media, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Each week, I share with you easy, insightful, and actionable steps that you can use to grow your business. So let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Happy Monday if you are listening on a Monday. Otherwise, I hope you're having a lovely day, whatever day it is. So today, I want to talk about a few different things, and I'm trying to work out in my head what the theme of this podcast episode is or what the main focus is. But there are so many little different things I want to talk about that I kind of think that it probably hasn't got one main theme today. Obviously, it's a solo episode. So normally I like to do some teaching or I like to talk about business or that sort of thing. And it's just I like the solo ones because it's a really nice way of just kind of giving you some real actionable stuff to do. Whereas although the interviews are amazing, and honestly, I love them so much, it's just sometimes you don't get those actionable steps or you don't get those things that you can do in your business. So for me, I think today is going to be a little bit about that. It's going to be a few different things that I want you to think about, and it might just be a little bit all over the place. So I apologize. But one thing is I'm glad my voice has come back because I've had a lot of trouble over the last few weeks because we're nearing the end of the year. And to be honest, I've had a really busy few weeks in terms of speaking, in terms of interviews, in terms of just trying to cram in a lot of stuff before the end of the year. And it took its toll. It had its effect on me. And obviously I got unwell, I got a cough and a cold, and not being able to take some time out has really, really affected me. And the other thing is that I'm not very good at is when I travel, I'm really not very good at looking after myself. So I do tend to burn the candle at both ends. I do tend to spend too much time on the social side as well as the business side. I don't get early nights. I don't do my morning routine. And although I do very little exercise, I have been much better. I have been doing, I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast. I might have mentioned it on an interview. I can't remember. And then I interview at all different, I'm so batched up in terms of interviews. I can't remember whether you've heard that one or not. But anyway, let's go with it and pretend I haven't talked about it. I started working with a personal trainer because I knew that the one thing that I was really bad at was looking after myself and moving. So as you well know, I work from home. I love working from home. Obviously, we do a lot of traveling as well. So it's actually really nice to be in home when I'm not in traveling mode. And I don't move a lot. I literally walk from my bedroom. I might occasionally go downstairs, make a drink, but I sit up in my office and just literally sit at a computer all day. I don't do very many meetings in person. I do have some clients from the agency that we still have that I very occasionally meet. But to be totally honest, pretty much everything I do is on a screen. So in terms of moving and looking after myself, I don't do a lot of it. You know, the other thing that's really interesting is I have an app on my phone called Live 360 and it tracks us all. It sounds really kind of stalkery and I promise it's not. Obviously, my husband did a lot of traveling and was away and it was useful for me to know when he landed in a country or whatever and when he was back online. We have a teenage stepson, right? He's my stepson, he's my husband's son. My daughter's just turned 10, so no doubt at some point in the next few years, she'll be getting a phone. And it's just good to know that we know where each other are and, you know, when they're heading home and that sort of thing. But what's really interesting with me is it obviously shows the last time I left the house. And some days I don't even, or some weeks I don't even realize that actually I was in the house for 4 solid days and I didn't physically leave it. The other thing this means is I don't even get any sunshine or outside space. I'm a nightmare. So anyway, I decided that I needed to move more and I got a personal trainer. So I have been doing once a week in the gym. I initially started off doing it at home because in total honesty, the resistance to having this at all or doing anything at all was massive. Like I didn't want to do it. I still don't want to do it if I'm honest. I do feel better about it, but initially, that's why I did it at home, why I had the personal trainer at home, because I didn't want to walk into a gym. I didn't want to be in front of those other people. I didn't want to see other people doing exercise. Honestly, so much resistance. So anyway, as it is, like I said, we're doing it once a week at the moment. I am now in the gym, which is nice. And obviously when I'm away, I haven't done any of that. I haven't actually been for quite a few weeks now, which is probably the most since I started, which is frustrating because time and busyness. And like I said, it took its toll. So I'm feeling much better, which is great. Although I still am trying to be very gentle on myself, very considerate to myself. And this week, I'm really trying to make a concerted effort of going to bed early, not drinking wine in the evening, trying to eat some vegetables. And at some point, hopefully this week, I might actually go to the gym again, which would be lovely. I say lovely, I don't mean that at all. I mean, it'll be horrible, but I mean, it'll be lovely for my body to go to the gym. But the other thing is, I never get out. Do you, if you work from home, do you find that like you literally have days and days in the house and you don't even realize you actually haven't stepped outside the front door? Because honestly, it doesn't feel like that sometimes. Maybe I'm just so focused on what I'm doing, but it genuinely doesn't feel like, gosh, I haven't been out for days and days. So anyway, glad to say I am feeling better. So this week, I want to talk, one of the things I want to talk about is something I've got coming up, which I'm really excited about. And I always get a bit funny when people get online and go, I'm so excited I've got this thing to share with you, because it's their thing. And therefore, I am excited if you want to come and join in and what I think it can do for you. But I do find it a little bit irritating, if I'm totally honest. Sounds like I'm being a bit of a grump today. I'm not, I promise. It's just, I guess I see a lot of it. I see a lot of people promoting and selling online. And when they're like, I've got this big announcement, I'm super excited. Sometimes it just gets a little bit samey. So anyway, I've put together, I did it last year and I'm doing it again this year, but even better. Last year I did an episode 42, where I talked about how I review my year and how I plan for the following year. And I decided to put together a workbook, which went down really well. Lots of you downloaded it and really liked it. So this year I wanted to up my game, because honestly, let me just talk on a little bit about why this review and planning is so good. We in our businesses often are just in it all the time. We're fighting through our to-do list. We're getting everything done. And I've done exactly the same today. You know, make sure you email that person back. Make sure you order those things. Make sure you organize that thing. And you're just literally firefighting some of those things. And it's very rare that we step fully out of our business. And I think in the early days, I didn't do this at all. And now, almost 6 years into my business on, I realize the importance of this. And now I make a really concerted effort to make sure I'm doing this kind of thing more often. But we don't often step out of our business to look at it as a whole, because we're fighting in it every day. And I've just got a couple of new people on my 90-day program. And one of the very first things we do is our first one-to-one call is 2 hours. And we literally, well, I make them fill out this humongous questionnaire. And then we go through the questionnaire and we talk about their business as a whole. And what's great for me is I get to understand their business. But what's great for them is that they actually get to talk about it in a much bigger, wider way. And suddenly you can see kind of like little sparks of like, oh my goodness, I never thought of it that way. Or I've never actually stopped and thought how that looks altogether or how that looks to my customers, because we are in it so, so much. And I find it really hard to do with my own business. I need someone to help me do this. So I am going to a 2020 planning day in Nashville, which I'm really excited about. Obviously, I don't expect you all to just jump on a plane and go somewhere amazing. Great if you can. But I'm doing this because my very good friend, Mary Hyatt, is doing a very small personal planning day. And her dad, Michael Hyatt, who was on the podcast a few weeks back, is going to be there and doing some sessions. And so is his daughter, who actually, his other daughter, who runs Michael Hyatt and Company. So this is like an amazing opportunity to sit in a room with some super smart people and think about the business. But I wanted to kind of get as many of you doing this as possible, which is why we're going to be focusing on this thing again, where we're going to be doing reviewing this year and looking at next year. So I've put together a new and improved workbook, looks more beautiful, and it's got all the bits on there that I go through and that I address in my business. So we start off with reviewing 2018. No, not 2018, 2019. Don't even know what year it is. So we review 2019 and we look at all the aspects of what went well, what didn't go well. I've got some other kind of tricky, interesting questions in there too. We also look at like, what are our numbers at? So I love looking at like my email list and my podcast downloads, because obviously I did this last year. So what's lovely this year is I've got all those stats from last year, so I can see the growth. The other thing we do in this section is we review things like, what have we achieved? Because you know what? A year is, although it goes incredibly, incredibly quickly, it actually is a really long time. And it's not until you kind of go back and go, oh, hang on a minute, I did this and this and this and this. And then you can give yourself a massive pat on the back because of that. So that's what we do. We start off by reviewing the year, and the workbook will show you how to do that, or it'll give you some of those steps through that. And then the next bit we do is in the workbook is we look at, how do we then plan what's coming up? What are our goals? What do we want to achieve? What actions and steps do we need to take in order to achieve them? And what do we need in place? Because, you know, it's no good saying, I want to take on 20 more clients or 50 new customers if you don't have the resources in place. So what might you need in place? And it just enables you to take that time out and think about it. So like I said, last year I did a workbook and it was great and I got great feedback and lots of people downloaded it. But you know what I thought? I am one of those people that will download something and think, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. And then I don't. Or then I think to myself, oh yeah, yeah, I'll get around to it. And the time never comes, or I never make the time. So I wanted to work out a way on how I could make you guys actually step out of your business for an hour or 2 hours tops to go through this and do this exercise, because I promise you it will make so much difference. So what I've done, when you download the workbook, on the thank you page, you're going to be invited to join me for a really special one-off workshop and coaching call. Now, let me just explain what I mean by that. So when I do a coaching call in the academy, everybody gets on screen. They don't have to be on screen if they don't want to, but they're brought into a Zoom room that isn't like a webinar. It's not like the masterclasses I've done before. So it's not like you are kind of just watching and observing. This is actually a group conversation. So you'll come into the room. I will be sat there live saying hello to you. You can be on screen. You can have your mic on. We'll have a bit of a chat and an introduction. And then what we'll do is we're going to take that time out together and we're going to work through the workbook. And obviously I've got lots of other added extras that I'm going to chip in and talk about that is going to help you do that really successfully. And then we're going to review our year before and we're going to plan the year coming. And then what's going to happen is, not only is this a workshop, but actually we're going to have a coaching call. So what you're going to be able to do is, when you sit there and you're trying to plan your year and you sit and think, actually, I'm struggling about what is it I'm trying to achieve, or how do I achieve that thing, that goal that I've just set myself, or what first steps I need to take. And that's when you're going to be able to come on camera or just come on with your voice and ask me those questions. And we're going to be able to have a group discussion. And honestly, the kind of breakthroughs we've had in the coaching calls in the academy have been phenomenal, because you can hear what other people have to say. You can hear what they're doing, what their challenges were, what they should be proud of. And it really helps you remember and think and get clarity on your business and you and what you can do going forward. So I am really, really, again, I'm going to use that word excited, but I am excited about it because I know what it can do. And I can't wait to get you guys in there and give you guys the opportunity to do that with me, because at the moment, the only chance you can do that is through the academy. So this is a one-off thing that you can do. All the details are on the thank you page when you download the workbook. So I really, really want you to join me. The other thing I've done is I've put a price on it, okay? And I've done that for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, this is one-off. And I know that if you're in the academy, you get these calls all the time. But obviously, they pay to be in the academy. So I don't want to completely devalue the fact that they have these coaching calls and give it away for free. But you know the main reason why I've put a cost? It's only $19. It's not a lot of money. But the reason I put a cost is because you will want to do it more. You will definitely want to turn up and use that time if you are paying money. I can promise you this year and last year, I have spent an awful lot of money on stuff that has made me do the work. Because if I hadn't have spent money, I would have basically just gone, oh yeah, I will do that. I'll get around to it. I would have had no value in it. The same way as you shouldn't give your stuff away for free, because people don't value free stuff. They might say, they might be like, yeah. But actually, like I said, you know, of all the people that downloaded this workbook last year, I'd be fascinated to see how many people filled it in. And actually last year, I did offer accountability. So I offered people to email me and tell me their goals, and I would keep them accountable for the first 30 days of the year. And there was a handful of people that did that. It wasn't loads compared to the number of people who downloaded the workbook. So I'm now thinking, did they actually do the workbook? And that's why I want you to come on that call with me. That's why I want you to do that workshop with me, sit and have that coaching call, pick my brains. And like I said, I've said 1 to 2 hours, but really it's as long as I need to be on there to make sure everyone's questions are answered. And I want your next year, I want 2020 to get off to a great start. I love New Year, always have done. Even since I was young, I loved kind of thinking, right, this is a fresh start. This is a new kind of, you know, clean break on the year. What am I going to achieve this year? And I still love doing that in my business now. So like I said, it really, really helps me. And I really want it to help you too, which is why I've decided to do it this way. The other thing, I'm not going to have loads of people. I am going to put a limit on the coaching call because I don't want loads of people in that room, because otherwise it's going to be really hard for you to get heard. So obviously do hurry in terms of getting that. If you want to get this download and then you'll be offered to do the coaching call on the thank you page, go to teresaheathwaring.com/2020, as in the numbers. So 2020. Okay. So I wanted to give that a bit of time. Like I said, there's a whole episode on what I did last year, but the coaching call and the workshop will go into more detail. But it was episode 42. So if you do want to go back and have a quick look at that, then you can do. But like I said, go and get that download. If you want to join me for the coaching call, I'd love to see you and talk about your business and help you plan your most amazing year yet. And that's the year I'm planning on having. Every year, I want it more amazing than the year before. And actually, I'm not that I've filled my workbook in yet, because I'm going to do it alongside you guys, but I've done some flipping amazing stuff this year. So how I'm going to, like, you know, send that to the next level, I'm not entirely sure, but that's the whole point of this exercise. That's why I'm doing it. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about today is talking about reviewing your business. Now, obviously, we just talked about doing the end of year review, which I always do, and getting planning for next year. But one of the things I've been looking at recently, because I did a little trip up north around Newcastle and Sheffield, and I met up with some awesome people. I met up with Mark Asquith, who's coming on the podcast soon to talk about podcasting. I met up with Andrew and Pete, who have been on the podcast before. And I met up with the amazing membership guys, Mike and Callie. And basically, it was a bit of a social, to be honest. It was mainly kind of going out for dinner, catching up as friends, because we don't get many opportunities to do that other than events. And normally at events, everybody's tired and busy and whatever they're doing. But I wanted to go and see them. But what was really nice was we were able to have a few discussions around what we were doing in our businesses. And it kind of got me thinking about, now this is different to what we're going to do on the workshop, but it kind of got me thinking about, what am I doing right now? How am I actually marketing myself? How am I actually trying to get people on my email list? How am I trying to get them to talk to me on social media or to engage with me on social media? And what kind of process are these people going through? Because again, this is something that seems to be coming up. I think this is all to do with, one, it's coming to the end of the year. Two, I have been meeting up with people talking about businesses. And three, I've been doing some new 90-day people. So again, reviewing their businesses. But what we've done actually in the office, and it was my husband's idea, is we have written out everything that we've got going on in terms of how are we getting people into the email list? How are we encouraging people to take a look at the academy, take a look at the 90-day program? Because we all love what we do, right? And honestly, if I was rich and a millionaire, I would sit and do this for free because I love it. I love helping people. But unfortunately, we all have mortgages and children. Well, don't all have children, but we all have commitments and we all have things that we need. And then there's nice things that we like. So ultimately, what is the kind of frustrating thing is it comes down to money, which is a little bit irritating sometimes, because boy, would I do some things differently if money wasn't ever a consideration. But what we wanted to do was kind of just plan out the business and just have a look at it. And actually, because he does do a lot of work in the business, my husband, sorry, I'm talking about now, because he does do a bit of work in the business, sometimes it's really hard for him to understand when it's in my head. Also, sometimes it's very overwhelming for me when it's just in my head. So again, I just wanted to bring this up, like, when did you last map out, and whether you're going to do it with post-it notes, whether you, we have a big massive whiteboard, so we put it on there. Like, when did you map out, okay, this is the content I'm putting out. This is where I'm asking people to join my email list. So we've actually listed all the lead magnets I currently have available to you. And then we listed how many people have opted in the past sort of 6 months, what percentage they're opting in at, so we can see which is the most in, sort of the best one and the one people are liking the most. Then we're looking at, right, where am I actually promoting those lead magnets? So is it on social media? Is it on my website? And what sort of impact that's had, what my email list has grown to. Then we've just gone and looked at actually, you know, what are we pricing everything at? Because come January, everything's getting a lift. And it's not that I always do that. I don't. And again, you know, I'm not sat here saying that you should lift all your prices in January, but they haven't lifted for the year. And January is as good a time as any other. I'm going to wait till sort of mid-January and then the prices are going to increase. But again, it's like just writing all that down and just looking at all those things and seeing how it all fits together and does it make sense. And the other thing that is interesting is, you know, if there are several different ways in which someone can come into your business, if you offer several different levels of service, have you got a lead magnet that leads them in for each one of those levels of service? So I feel like I'm going off on a complete random one at the moment. And I'm sorry if you're sat there going, what are you talking about, Teresa? But I just want you to, like I said, take some time out for a couple of reasons. And the end of the year is a perfect time to do this. What am I trying to sell? Who am I trying to sell it to? How am I asking them to buy from me? There's something else that I've come up with that I'd like your feedback on. I'm asking a lot of you this episode. I really want you to reach out to me. In fact, I've had some amazing people reach out to me recently. And honestly, I love it. And I always respond back. And I'm just so touched when someone contacts me and says, I listened to your podcast and I love it, or this helped, or this was great, or whatever it is. Hopefully it's always positive. Otherwise, I'm not sure I want to hear it. But anyway, no, I don't mind constructive criticism. So anyway, I digress, back to my original point. I want some feedback. Now, I came up with a model and a method on how to structure your business. This is my Marketing That Converts model. And then the method is how to structure your marketing. Now, I have alluded to the method previously in an episode, which I can't remember what number it was right now off the top of my head, but we'll link to it in the show notes. However, the model, I don't think I've ever talked you through. So I'm wondering, do you want to see that or hear that? Because actually, I did it yesterday on a call with my 90-day person that started. And for me, it really helped. And I think for them to think about the structure of their business, it really helped. So do you want me to go through that? Drop me a DM somewhere, wherever you like. I'm on everything, as you well know. And tell me whether you think that would be useful. The other thing I wonder, and I have offered this out before, is I'm not doing a masterclass before the end of the year. Like I said, I did one, can't remember, a few months back and said that that was my last one. And I always like to stand by my word. So I will do one next year. So should I do it as a masterclass? Is it more useful to see me go through it? Because I have gone through it at events that I've spoken at. So I have presented this maybe 3-4 times now this year in different ways. But would that be useful? Would that be helpful to join me on a masterclass, or are you happy with a podcast? So let me know, because I really do like getting your feedback. And I appreciate that actually I'm asking a lot. You know, I don't underestimate, which is why I'm so thankful when anybody contacts me, because I know what happens. You're probably listening to this and you're driving, or you're getting ready in the morning, or maybe you're prepping something for the day in the kitchen or whatever. I don't know. But I tend to listen to stuff while I'm doing something else. So if they say to me, oh, could you do this? I might have great intentions and go, oh, no, I will. And then never get around to it, because by the time I'm at a computer or at the point where I could do it, I've forgotten, is normally the case. So I totally get what I'm asking, but it's always good to get your feedback, because ultimately I'm here to serve you. The podcast is entirely to serve you, to help you. So if there's something that you need or want, or want an input on, or want me to talk about or teach, or someone you think I should have on, I'd love Brené Brown on so much. I keep thinking about this. Maybe I need to like put it on my board or think about manifesting it. And do you know what the funny thing is? I just want her on because I just want to talk to her. So funnily enough, the episode that you're going to hear in a few weeks' time from Mark Asquith, he talks about podcast interviews and how they're just about ego and how, and I don't disagree at all, how sometimes we get people on our podcast just because we want to speak to them. And I try really hard to only ever bring people on who I feel are going to be a really good benefit to you. And I do turn down quite a lot of people who I just think that they're not right for the audience and for you guys listening. So like I said, it is a bit ego. I think Brené Brown's a bit ego, although she's just amazing, by the way, if you've never read any of her stuff, or just Google her or like search her on YouTube and watch some of her stuff. She's really smart. Anyway, that's who I want to be when I grow up, is Brené Brown. And I'm sure I'd quite like her money as well, to be honest, because I think she probably does all right. But anyway, that's it. I think I'm going to leave it for today. I've rambled on enough. This has been a little bit different to normal because I literally have, I wanted to talk so much about the 2020 planning because it's so important. And like I said, so many other things have been in my head that maybe this has been like a bit of therapy for me. So I apologize that I've used this to kind of just discuss over a few things. But yeah, hopefully you will download that workbook. You will join me for that live session because I do think it's going to be awesome. And I want to see as many of you on there as possible because I love meeting you. In fact, sorry, let me just quickly tell you this one last thing. I had someone email me the other week who is thinking about joining the 90-day program because her son listens to the podcast. And hopefully he's listening to this and he knows I'm talking about him. And he recommended me to this lovely lady. And what's awesome is I get to sit and, you know, I give a free sort of 15, 20 minute call to chat about whether something is suitable or whether she needs consultancy or what is suitable for her. And I'm on the call and it's like, I get to find out about her business and I get to find out what she does, which is amazing. And actually what she does is super cool and super good business. And obviously I don't get to find that out when you guys are just listening to me in your earbuds. You know, when you reach out to me, I get to find out more about you. So I love, love, love that. Anyway, I'm going to go. It's nearly lunchtime when I'm recording this and I'm starving. So I'll leave you to it. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Next week, I'm back with an interview. And next week, it is Mike Stelzner. So if you are in the social media world, you are going to know exactly who Mike Stelzner is, but he's talking about how to become the industry expert in your industry. Some really, really good stuff. Really enjoyed talking to him. So that's going to be super cool. Anyway, I will speak to you all very, very soon. Until then, take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Marketing That Converts podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, then please do go check out TeresaHeathWaring.com where you'll find more amazing content to help you grow your business.